So delighted. I was really worried in the middle of the summer when it was so dry. Was she finding water? That was my biggest fear in the summer of her being gone. They're pretty much nocturnal when they're wild, so they lay low and they don't sort of, even if they're in an urban environment, they tend to keep away from traffic and things. But yeah, I was worried, when all the brooks were drying up, whether she'd get water. But somehow she's managed to find everything she's needed to stay a very healthy skunk. Yes, we've been discussing with them whether that might be the best thing for her to remain at the sanctuary, because she really clearly doesn't want to be a house skunk. She likes her freedom, and my big worry is, whilst it's fantastic to have her to have all these escapades, will her luck run out at some point? And I don't want to have her back in a domestic setting and her get past somebody again, a door left open by a workman, or small children visiting, etc., and then she ends up losing her life because of she ends up having an accident somehow. So I am discussing whether or not there's somewhere better for her to live. It looks like an amazing place, so I'll be very pleased if they can let me sponsor her to stay there, but I haven't had confirmation of that yet. And lots of people in Harbour I know will want to know she's safe, because a lot of people have wished me well and asked me if I'd found her. So thank you to everybody in the area that's kept their eyes open for her. I wasn't expecting her to be quite so far afield.